Jimbo.
What's going on, young lady? What's happening?
Not much. What's happening with you?
You know, I'm just trying to tighten things up here a little bit. I've got some time to do that, so I've gone back out and I've rearranged my stuff. I got some stuff laid out, and
Do you have a whole case dedicated to like Tammy at RDI?
Well, I always dedicate everything. Before I make a sale, I said, listen, I want to dedicate this sale to the most outstanding, vivacious, intelligent, most incredible and dedicated, hardworking salesperson I've ever felt. In fact, honestly, I feel even bad saying sales associate because she's a partner, a friend, and someone that I can count on 120%. So I'd like to dedicate this this sale to Miss Tammy now.
I love it.
If you'd like to throw in a little. Yeah, and then I also have a little thing up front near the register that if they want to throw in a gratuity for Miss Tammy, you know. And then at the end of the month, I've been collecting. Yeah, I'm collecting it. I'm going to send it to you. It's
what am I up to, like 50 cents?
Oh, my gosh. It's just a full, full thing of pennies there. I have to just figure out how to count them. You got to count all the pennies. People throw them in there.
I love it. I love it.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Penny
so absolutely
thoughts,
dedicating
right?
it all to you. Well, that's exactly what I say, you know. And they tell me, well, I don't know this Tammy, but obviously she's, you know, been integral to your success and me getting this good deal. Was that you or me?
That was you.
Really? I don't even see how. Maybe it's my ear, I guess.
Well, it's impossible
okay.
to be me.
Sorry. I guess you can't do the. Yeah, okay. I got you. So here we go. I need a price on something that you sent me a while back, and you know, I guess unwittingly, I guess I bought them.
Okay.
So it looks like they're going to be the P304-158s.
$1,050.
Okay. Do you show that I bought those?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, yeah, all right. Well, I got me some stock forecasts, and it looks like. You're so blessed that honestly I'm busy, that the Lord's blessed me that I can't just walk. I cannot dot I's and cross T's like I used to because I've just been rocking and rolling. So I'm going through. I'm just now putting sale tags on stuff from Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm going through. Those studs have just been sitting there. They've been on a tray for a long time. And
yeah.
So I've got, okay. Well, I bought some for stock, Miss Tammy. There you go.
There you go. Well, if it means anything, they're more expensive now, so you got them at a good deal.
Oh, of course they are. Yeah, of course they are. I bought it at 3,800 gold instead of at 5,000 gold.
Exactly. See, you made money on that.
Yeah, you know what it was? It was just my instinct that did that to me. So, you know, normally when I'm pulling things and I'm rushing to get it back to you so that you can get paid, as you quote-unquote say, and I'm trying to get it, you know, get you taken care of, I'm not really, you know, I've got 15 other things to do. So, I'm bagging it up. And then unwittingly, you know, but see, here's the thing. I had other people that sent me, you know, stuff, and I guess I don't know.
You knew you were going to need them for Valentine's Day, see?
Oh, you know what? People are beating my damn door down for 4-carat studs. I tell you, it's ridiculous.
I mean, heck, you saved yourself $200 because now they're $200
Woo.
More. So,
woof! I'll take it. I will take it. All righty. Well, that was it. So, how much did you say it was? 1,000 what? I'm writing it down.
$1,050.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, they're Jimbo's now. All right, well, I appreciate that, Miss Tammy.
Not a problem. Did you like the marquee?
Oh, I was going to tell you this now. Let me tell you this. I will say this. If you can, like, when I call for, like, a stone that you invoice, I know that I'm going to go ahead and knock down. So, for instance, that marquee, I know that that's fine. And you sent me the invoice on that little fellow. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, normally it's part of my, those kind of things are part of my custom side, and I probably won't be paid completely on that bad boy until about right at the due date. And then I'll schedule it through my bank. So, and my bank's 5 days out typically. So if it's due on 3/2 or 3/3, probably not going to get a check to 3/10, 3/12. I just got to let you know if you're firing off the invoices immediately, because it takes me about, I get a good 60%, try to get the stone paid for. They don't know the stone is paid for. You know what I'm saying? They think it's part of the whole thing. And so I'm trying to, you know, I try to get that, but I don't get the finished product until everybody comes in and shakes hands and high fives and everybody's happy.
No, I understand that completely. I mean, we bill from memo day anyway, so it really honestly wouldn't matter.
Well, no, the one you sent me is due 3/2. It's like I got it today and it's due tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay. But I just wanted to let you know. I mean, I don't want to catch. Oh, there I go again.
See, you
I
did
tell
it.
You, I got to stop. I got to stop smiling. Well, I don't like calling on my cell phone. I don't really use it. I mean, honestly, I normally call on my store phone. It's just easier for me to handle. It's all much lighter, and it's easier for me to manipulate while I'm working. But I was just feel like I don't want, you know, Lenny upset, or I don't want
No,
you upset
you're fine. You're
like
fine. I'll take care of that.
Well, yeah, just let him know anytime he sends me a statement. What I'll do is I will sit down, and either that next day, either that day, or the next day, I'll sit down and I'll schedule everything. And I've got maybe 5 or 6 or 7 or 8. It's so super convenient for me now. I can track things. I was a little skeptical to do it through the bank, to be honest with you, but it's really been good. I go back and pull stuff up that I used to. I used to have to dig through my stubs and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, it's been cool. So, but normally the quickest they can get it out is about 5 days from schedule.
Okay.
And so, you know, so I was just letting you know it's probably going to be about 5, 6, 7, 8 days late, but just, you know, cool him, you know, say, hey, look, you know, Lenny, he's trying to pay you on time. Just hang tight. We'll be there. So.
Yeah, you're good.
And then worst-case scenario, if there's a problem, I can always screenshot the ID number, the authorization number for the check or all that kind of stuff.
Honestly, the biggest thing with, like, Lenny, it's just communication. As long as you're communicating, he doesn't care.
Well, yeah, normally I tell him, you know, he'll send me something, and I'm pretty cool with, you know, but like I said, I was really surprised at the last that I thought we were almost paid in full, and then I got that $4,500, and honestly, I hadn't had a chance to look at it, see what it is. I just paid you. You know, I'm about to go back, and I'm sure that you guys are, you know, billing me for things that I'm calling you for. I just don't have a memory for it. I've got to go back and look and see what I paid for, because I don't even know yet, but I hadn't had a chance until today to start cleaning and setting up and getting my stuff, get my stuff tightened up a little bit. So
yeah, I hear you.
Do you have any idea what I paid for, what it was, the last $4,400 that I just sent you?
My rent.
I still have. I guess that leaves me with $1,000 still outstanding or something like that. I don't know what my.
Your outstanding.
Not including the new invoice now. Not take out the new invoices. This would have been from like 2 days ago, 3 days ago, 5 days ago, something like that.
You want me to do math? You know I'm not good at math.
No, I know. Well, see, that's a little confusing for me. I had to get both the statements together and look and see what was on that final, because they don't do it easy. And I had to look to see what I had already scheduled for payment to see how much more I got to go.
You currently owe.
Because y'all received the $4,400, right?
Yeah. So you currently owe $758.25?
Yeah. See, now that sounds a lot better. But what I received was like, you know, past due, $5,500, you know, owed and all this kind of. I'm like, oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
You know, so then I had to get them together and look and see what's going on. What's the problem?
I just tacked in my rent.
Do what?
I just added my rent in there, you know?
Oh, well, you got some pretty reasonable damn rent. You go. Let me tell you something, Tammy. If you just ask, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
I will throw it out, and I'll be very reasonable, 3%, something like that. It won't be a big deal. I can punch you the cash. I'm low overhead here at Hometown. I can do a little back room, you know, a little back room ACH for you. You know what I mean? We can work something out. All right?
Of course.
Anyway. All right. All right,
I had to make it laugh, you know.
And I appreciate that very, very much. And so I'll take my new 4-carat studs out there and see if I can't sell them this Valentine's.
Oh,
so,
you will.
Thank you so much.
No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Tammy.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.